So thanks for, Glenda should be on in a few minutes, but we could
do you want to talk a little bit about the last full moon?
Oh.
And what happened? That might be a good thing.
Give me a moment to kind of think about that, and perhaps I'll be able to do that. But go ahead and share any thoughts or comments or blessing requests or anything that you have that you'd like to share.
Well, I wanted to report to everybody that do you recall, Tony, that I said I was going to work with a group to help with emotional healing? And I was going to be their prayer warrior.
Oh, yeah.
It worked well for a while. And then differences in beliefs really came to the fore. And I wasn't uncomfortable with the differences, but the group was. And I'm so steeped in the teachings of Yeshua and Love Without End and the Keys, but some of it is very disturbing for some people where they are on their journey. And I didn't realize how disturbing it really was until we were talking about false beliefs. And I accidentally mentioned a past life. Oh, my goodness, Tony.
Ooh.
Ooh is right. And what finally happened, it was very upsetting because they knew I loved them. They knew I worked hard for them and did things for them and prayed for them. But they were so discombobulated when I would say things like, God loves you unconditionally.
Hmm.
And it would kind of came up against their very strongly held beliefs in some things that are traditional teachings. And boy, so what I finally said to them was, 'cause I could tell, I was disrupting them terribly. So I said, look, this is okay. I will just leave the group and you guys continue. And I wish them well and hope that they could help reach the people that needed help. So I actually left the group and I got outside. And I was getting very clear guidance. Nancy, you thought you were going there for one purpose, but you were going there for another purpose. And I think in part that purpose was to say to them, God loves you unconditionally. You are beloved no matter what. But golly, was it upsetting. Oh, jeepers. We had a long conversation out of some pretty hard places in the Book of Revelations and that kind of thing. So it was painful for them, and I could just cry. And tears came to my eyes because I felt like they would rather believe in hellfire and brimstone as an actual place than believe God loves them unconditionally. And it just made me so sad, Tony. But I'm still praying for them and still hoping they're doing well. But golly, I had no idea I would be so disruptive and upsetting to them. So, wow, there I was. And there I'm not right now. And I'm comfortable with what I felt like I had to let them be where they were, respect where they were, and not disturb them.
Yeah.
But jeepers.
Well, I I love your connection, your insight about, you know, the different purpose, or perhaps the different connection about the purpose that you sense as you did that.
You go in, and I had an expectation about what I was going to do with and for the group, and boy, it wasn't that at all.
Yeah.
Woo!
Well, Nancy, thank you. Let me try to connect. I see Glenda's with us now. Hi, Glenda. Can you hear and can you speak? It looks like you're unmuted.
Okay. Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Yeah. You're on too.
Okay. Am I double? I've logged into three places.
Oh. No. I'm
trying to get in.
I'm hearing you just...
You're hearing me fine.
Yes.
And I'm hearing you fine. This is Nancy in Florida. I hear you fine.
Nancy, I was listening to your report, and
wow.
I'm so sorry.
Well, I...
It's something I can relate to. I've been there.
Yeah, and I've done that.
Well, you know, what it is, Nancy, is that when people have lived their life in judgment, they need to have their judgment justified.
Glenda, you're fading. Glenda, I can't hear you well. I know you're talking about judgment, but you just faded out.
Okay. Let me...
This is better.
See what I can...
Yeah, I can hear you now. And I heard you discussing judgment and the need for a consequence, let's say. And I kind of got that, too, that they needed... a place in order for their judgment to have meaning, I guess. Whoops, you're gone now. Tony?
Oh, I'm still here.
Oh, okay. I was wondering, am I alone in this universe right now?
No, thank you. I was
We're here. She was saying something really important, and then all of a sudden she faded. Can you hear her?
I can't right now. Glenda, I look like she tried to call again because I can see the board. I'm at home at my computer.
Oh, okay.
And
what she was saying was kind of what I was – when I took this into prayer and meditation, and I wasn't really disturbed. I really – kind of did everything using my guidance and using my heart. But it made me really sad to hear them express where they were. I just felt so sad. But maybe there were seeds planted.
Yeah.
I know some there were. So. We'll just I'm praying for them and hoping they can be effective and help the people they want to help grow spiritually and feel the divine presence. So that's where I am. But boy, that part made me sad when it was so hard for them. Tony, I even said, when Jesus was in the middle of being crucified, he looked at his crucifiers and said, I forgive you.
Mm.
And so that's unconditional love.
Yeah.
But still, those beliefs are very hardwired. And I guess it happens in childhood. But anyway. God bless them and help them. Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. The last full moon that we had about a week ago was one that connected with the asteroid Chiron.
Yeah.
So that emphasizes healing, and it also emphasizes challenges and deep purpose. So sometimes when that comes through, that brings up challenge, painful things, and it confronts us with things that can be difficult, with things that can be that can be very challenging.
Yeah.
The thing I find about it, the symbol for Chiron is a key, and so one of the things I take from the experience of Chiron is that, like with difficulty or even suffering, suffering can be a key that opens a new level of our understanding and our own healing and our growth.
Right.
If we can meet it with. So what you were saying about unconditionality fits perfectly with the way to work with that energy. And of course, that's the wisdom that Jesus has been giving us for thousands of years. So.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Everybody, I'm back.
Oh, great. We are truly glad.
Oh, thank you. I think my problems are worked out now. The computer's back on stably. So let me just finish what I was going to say. Everyone, people who have lived their life judging or being judged need to believe that judgment is okay and sanctioned by God. They need to believe it. And they have confused morality with judgment. Yes, there are right and wrong ways to live our life. There are wrong ways to do things. And there are better ways to do things. And there's a way in every situation we can think our way through toward a better result. And sure, there are some pretty bad, horrible things going on in the world, and people will be held accountable. You know, it's not to say that because you're forgiven, you're not accountable. People will be held accountable for, but they're going to be sent to school, to spiritual school of some kind, and I have no idea what God has in mind for people who have been great offenders of His will. But that is no justification for us to judge. In fact, in the Bible it says, judge not lest you be judged. It says to leave all judgment to God. And we need to remember that.
Right.
Because there's a really big difference between accountability and judgment. Yes, we have to pay our debts, but sometimes we pay our debts back to God because there's nothing that could make a situation we offended ever right. You know, if we drive, let's say negligently, and cause a major damage to another person in an auto accident, you can never pay that back. Insurance can never pay that back. It can never be undone. But we are still accountable. And God will take us into accountability. That's a fact. And God will take those people that were harmed into recovery. That's a fact. God's will and our universe is based on recovery. That's why the blessings work. That's why you come here on Sunday, to receive His grace, His love, His blessing, the energy of the Holy Spirit, and the love of Christ, because our universe is directed toward recovery. And we just have to keep forgiving those who don't understand that, Nancy.
Well, I didn't have any trouble with that part. It just made me truly sad that they couldn't accept the truth that God loved them unconditionally. And I was trying not to beat them over the head with my beliefs But I was sort of, they sort of put me on trial, demanding if
yes.
I, you know, reading things from the Bible to me and saying, do you believe this? Do you believe that? I'm feeling like, golly, here we mm-hmm. are. And I know what I believe, but then I, and we left. They know I love them. I hugged every one of them as I left, and they accepted that. But they were still, Glenda, they were so upset that when I was out in my car, it's in Florida, so I had to open it up to pull it off, I saw mm-hmm. some people coming outside the building, and I was worried about them. I said, what happened to your meeting? And the person I asked said, well, Nancy, we all decided that we needed a little break. That upset. So God bless them and help them.
Well, you know, Nancy, I was interviewed like an Inquisition by, it's a really big church called Christ for the Nations,
mm-hmm.
and they have a monthly, magazine.
Yeah.
They wanted to use the painting I did. Well, they did actually use the Lamb and the Lion on the cover of their magazine.
Oh.
And we had a nice conversation about that.
Mm-hmm.
And when I came out with the painting of Mother Mary holding Christ,
mm-hmm.
they wanted to use that on their Christmas magazine. But
uh-huh.
before they used it, they wanted to have me come in to have a meeting with their board of directors. And it was like an Inquisition. I'm talking about a medieval Inquisition.
Yeah.
I was yelled at. I was questioned. And every accusation that could be thrown at me was thrown at me to see if I believed that she was still alive, because only Jesus can be resurrected. And they said, she is as dead as our mothers in the grave. And that doesn't mean she wasn't a blessed woman. It doesn't mean she wasn't chosen by God. But she is not resurrected. And I hope you don't believe it. Because if you believe it, we won't publish this.
Wow.
And I just had to tell them that it was Yeshua that brought this vision to me, not her. She did not come to me. They were satisfied with that answer.
Holy
and
God.
I said, I really don't know. I don't know. I said, you know, God doesn't tell me everything. And I think that satisfied them. they liked that I was ignorant. Because it made them feel like I was one of them. So they wanted to know, they really wanted to know that I was still part of the unwashed, unholy, ignorant. And that made it okay.
Well, God bless.
So I'm glad it made you laugh. But, honestly,
I almost laughed when they were questioning me, Glenda, when I told them I believed that we could come to, we could incarnate on Earth more than one time.
They said, I'm sure they loved that.
Well, no, they hated it. They said, well, Nancy, at the second coming, which body is going to be raised? And I'm thinking, oh, where have we gone? But anyway.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness gracious. Holy cow. Well, Nancy, you know, what you're really looking at is Homo sapiens versus a soul.
Yeah.
And a lot of people forget that they are given the grace of having a Homo sapiens companion for 60, 70, 80 or so years. And then the soul returns to heaven.
Yeah. Yeah.
And Homo sapiens returns to dust. There was never anything said about Homo sapiens being risen Now, in the case of Yeshua, and this refers forward to something that Paul said in 1 Corinthians. In the case of Yeshua, Homo sapiens was transfigured into the body of a soul so that he could walk among us and be seen.
Exactly. Exactly.
Okay, now in 1 Corinthians, Paul talks about our transfigured bodies and how it will be to be both a soul and a transfigured body. So he gives a very clear allusion to the fact that at some point, the soul and the body will become one. But right now, that isn't the case for most people. And that's the problem with two or three or four or five levels of understanding.
Well, it looks like we certainly have plenty of levels of understanding on Earth. And God,
yes, we do.
God bless
and God bless us all, and may we all strive to become the ultimate potential that has been given for us to attain. We're not all there yet, Nancy.
No, no, we're not. And thank goodness, Glenda, I didn't go into love, the Holy Spirit, and the adamantine particles.
Oh, thank God.
Goodness knows where we would have gone after that.
Well,
I don't know, but
my dear, I think that I think our talk has probably been very beneficial to everyone. But there are others on the call who possibly want to ask for a blessing, so
exactly.
We really should open the lines. So
thank
I'm going to take some calls, and God bless you, Nancy. You will get over this, and you will be a bigger person for it. I promise you.
I'm not
I promise
really
you.
Suffering.
I've been there. I've been there more than once.
Okay, bye.
It's okay. It's okay.
It
and
is.
The thing is, you'll get beyond it, and it will increase your compassion and your understanding. And this has been a gift that you've given to others. Okay, Maura.
Hi. Well, one thing I was trying to get on so I could join in with Nancy for a few minutes and let her know of some of my similar experiences up here in North Dakota, where the wild wind blows. But anyway, sometime maybe that'll be possible to get into a little discussion with her, because I have found the same kind of resistance here. And now when people, I don't even approach anyone unless they ask me or want me to discuss things. Like, you know, discuss Yeshua. And then a blessing I would like to have for my brother. He did die this week, and he will be buried tomorrow morning. And with wonderful synchronicity, we happened to have, he was a very devout Catholic, and my sister is also the same. I am a devout Christian, but anyway, there's a mass that will be held here. My brother lives in California, and they will be held in conjunction, so that when my sister and I go here, we'll be with my brother and his family while they go through the funeral. And I just thought that was such a lovely synchronistic gift from Spirit. Hello?
Hey, Maura. This is Tony. Yeah, I think Glenda may have dropped off the call again. So
Well,
what's your brother's name?
I mentioned him last week. It's Michael George Lamb. And he was in transition last week, and this week he did die. So
yeah,
to this.
I remember you. All right. Well, I've just put him down, and I know he'll be on the list for all of us for the blessing this week.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Let's see, we're having a bit of technical challenges, even
Hi,
me.
Hi, Tony.
Hey, Glenda. Hi.
Nope. Glenda or me?
Oh,
okay. It's June. It's not Glenda. Hi. I wanted to ask for a blessing for several people. I have a friend, Phil, who lost his brother, Eddie, so for Phil and Eddie, and for John, who sustained some pretty terrible brain injury and is in recovery. So Phil and his brother Eddie, who passed, and John, who is a friend of and comforted Phil. So those three, and also for a cousin of mine, Odette, in Canada. Another blessing giver and I gave a blessing yesterday, and I just wanted to say I was quite surprised because she called me today and she asked me if I had been doing something, you know, praying for her or something, and she gave me the time, and it was about half an hour after we gave the blessing that she said she felt so much better and she felt a light, she saw a light, and she said, "Did you do anything?" And another two blessing givers together, you know, I guess we did something.
Yeah.
So that was quite lovely. I was really surprised, you know, to hear that today. And she just wanted me to know that, you know. And so I'm passing that on because it's one of those great, wonderful mysteries. But, you know, it's beautiful to have been a part of some transmission to her, you know.
Yeah. Yeah,
so,
that's wonderful. Thank you for sharing that.
Yeah, so for those four people, and of course for me, but I know we're all included, all of us on the call, and, you know, who are always included, you know, whether we're mentioned by name or not. Donna always says that. So thank you, Tom.
You're welcome.
Hi, Tony.
Hey, Glenda.
It's Glenda. I just wanted to say to everybody, I can't, because I'm not logged in as a host, I can hear everything you're saying, but I can't respond to you. So we'll just take calls from other people, and Tony will acknowledge your question. So I give it back to you, Tony.
Okay. So we'll do a few more, Glenda, and then I'm guessing you should come back on in a couple minutes and do the invocation for us. Let's see. It looks like we have a caller from area code 512.
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, this is Julie. I wanted to ask for a blessing for my mother, who's been having some issues with fluid in her lungs and had to go to the emergency room a day ago, and it seems to be stable, but it seems to be something that is reoccurring. And her name is Dot, and I wanted to ask for a blessing for myself. I've been having some kind of inflammation, intestinal inflammation. I'd like to just have that completely taken care of.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you. All right. Let's see. We have a caller from area code 218.
Tony, this is Kathy calling, and I would like to ask for prayers for my two daughters, Julia and Jenna, and I had wanted to comment also, maybe another time we can get into a little bit more specifics, but the information that Nancy and Glenda were sharing was of great interest to me. I find myself in similar circumstances often, I'm in a new city now, and some of the groups connecting with, I can see the same kinds of potentials in the people that I'm with, and I'm trying to listen very carefully to spirit to make sure that I don't say something that's going to cause people to not want to listen to some of the other good things that they might want to consider, I guess, put it that way.
Yeah.
So I myself very interested, and I also wanted to thank you, Nancy, for sharing this with everybody. I think, you know, it's one of my fears, I guess, that I don't maybe share as much as I could, because I'm not really sure how it's going to be received. I was just going to say that I, when Nancy was talking, I was thinking about a couple of the things that Glenda wrote in her books that Yeshua had said. One of them was where he said that souls, you know, of course, we're all connected and love each other, but there could be times when our time to be together is not now.
Yeah.
So
that's what I got while I was sitting there in that discussion. That's what I was getting that, yeah.
And then the other thing that gives me heart that I remembered, too, that he said was how, and what Glenda explained in the books is how, you know, to judge, he reminded us that the root word was to separate.
Yeah.
And how, in the end, the last judgment would be a judgment against judgment itself.
Yeah.
And that gives me great hope when I think about this. I have a real dear friend who passed a couple of years ago, and she and I had a lot of wonderful spiritual conversations, but that was one area, too, for her that was a great difficulty. I think she felt very judged and separated from God because of her, I think, what she thought of was evil nature.
Uh-huh.
And yet, on the other hand, this friend was, she's one of the purest, beautiful, most beautiful souls that I've ever met. I mean, she's one of these kind of people who give you the shirt off of her back, and she often did help others. Towards the end, she was in great pain, and yet she would always reach out to help others who were in pain, and they didn't even know about the pain that she was enduring. And so I feel that she had learned a lot of good lessons and was far along on her path spiritually.
Exactly, yeah.
One area of still difficult for her.
Very good. Well, let me take another couple calls, another couple blessing requests, and we'll need to get into the blessing here within the next few minutes. So let me just see who we have. We have an anonymous caller.
Hi.
Hello.
Tony. This is Gary. Tony,
hi,
can
Gary.
You hear me?
Yes.
Yeah, hi. I've really been enjoying the conversation. I'm sorry Glenda's having the problems she had. But I wanted to report, I guess, on a blessing that I'd asked for my daughter who is going through a transition. She was, she's a teacher. She's been a teacher at Waldorf for 18 years. And she wanted to go out in the private sector. She needed more money. She and her husband separated. And the blessing, when you ask for a blessing, this one really showed up. She and a friend went into a private school, and they're now the talk of the school because of everything they're doing for all the kids that they've never had before. So, you know, sometimes it's nice just to hear something good. And I wanted to also say, Nancy, I've also worked with people, very bright people, loving people, wonderful people, talking about peace. And the conversation, generally when we started talking about peace, everybody wanted to talk about Adolf Hitler.
Oh, my goodness.
Which, yeah, I know. It was like, no, this is, how did we get here?
Gary, those words came to me just before you said.
So it was like, this is not where I thought I was headed. So it was a big surprise. But the people and I still love each other, and we still get along. So
it's not that we parted with rancor or anything. We didn't. We parted in a loving way. Yeah. But jeepers.
That's good.
Well,
thank you, Gary.
I would like to ask for a healing for myself as I move forward. I'm working with my wife, and she's having some difficulties. So that would be a great help to me. Her name is Judy. Thank you.
Judy, okay. All right. I have her on the list, too. Thank you very much, Gary.
You're very
welcome. All right. You bet. We have one more anonymous caller, and then another caller that will follow. Hello? Hello, our anonymous caller? Are you there?
Hello?
Hello.
Hey, do you hear me?
I do now, yes.
Oh, I didn't know it was me. That was, I'm Tina, and I'm asking for a blessing, because I kind of fly quite a bit, and I'm getting really anxious in planes, and for a while I was able to get over it in my meditations, but at the last flight I didn't, and I was just asking for a blessing. I try to heal this anxiety so I can be able to fly and enjoy it again.
Mm-hmm.
And that's asking today.
Very good. Well, I have in the list for that. Thank you for calling in for that. I've got one more caller here for a blessing. Area code 828. Hello.
Hi. My name's David. I'm asking for a blessing for my dad, who's in a home hospice situation. And a month ago, I was more thinking he was going into rehab. But after they put him on a strange diet in the hospital, he's essentially starved, and he's basically barely conscious. And I flew out from New Mexico to help, and so I'm working at cross purposes with hospice who want to make him comfortable, and I still see a sign of life. So we're, day by day. If he makes a recovery, he does, and if he doesn't, he doesn't. But it's been pretty tough on the family, and his name's Doug. I'm David.
Doug.
And then my mom and brother.
Okay.
So.
All right.
I also wanted to
go ahead.
I wanted to say that listening to the conversation, whenever it's so easy to find disagreement and separation in our conversations with, especially religious ones, and when people come to the door and tell me what they believe in and so forth. And my strategy is always to find what do we have in common? Where is our wholeness? Where is our unity? And it's always worked. I mean, I don't know. I mean, it just, and it's amazing how we can be, smiling through the conversation and focus on what we have in common. So anyway, I just wanted to share that.
Very good. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
You bet. Okay, so we've gotten through all of our blessing requests. And I'm wondering, Glenda, if you're there, if you can join back in. Hi.
Yes, that's me on the board. I just logged in. Okay. I'm here, everybody. And I just want to say God bless all of you. Thank you. Thank you for your courage, your faith, your devotion, your simplicity of heart, that you find the love in everything and everywhere that you can. And that's what it's all about. The thing is, life is full of everything. I just produced a little movie that's going to be put on Facebook and on our Way of Life website and Instagram. If any of you follow me there, you'll see it. But basically what's on there is about that it's our destiny to become fully conscious. That's our destiny. We have that ability because the seed was planted. And I think that one thing that is common to everything Yeshua taught was about the seed. It goes all the way back to the book of Genesis, in the creation of man. The seed was planted. And the seed has been growing all through the centuries. And yes, we have been through every stage of growth and trial and setback and failure and comeback and one step forward, two steps back throughout the centuries. And it just goes on and on. But the thing is, there is a time in the life of everything, whether we're talking about an acorn or a human, when the right amount of sunlight, water, nourishment, and energy causes a sudden upsurge of life. And that's what we're looking for. I think it's going to happen soon. I think that sudden upsurge is going to happen. And then we're going to see a mountaintop view of life and human potential that just was not available to us before. And in the meantime, we surrender in humility to the fact that God is with us and in us. And as we receive His blessing, as we receive the energy of the Holy Spirit and the love of Christ, that seed within us is nurtured. And that seed grows. And as the seed grows, everything in our life is brought into a better, more harmonious alignment, and sometimes just miraculously healed or made right. It varies from time to time, situation to situation. And it doesn't always happen all at once. You may notice that after the blessing, you've got this sweet, right feeling about life. And then you forget about it for a few days, and then something wonderful happens. And you think back, wow, that's the blessing unfolding. You see, sometimes it takes the right activation for the blessing to unfold. And that's just the way it is. That's life. And we're part of it all, and it all is part of us. So I'm going to ask you now to join me in receiving the blessings of Christ. Those who are receiving, please be seated. And arms and legs uncrossed, if you're new to this, I would ask that your feet be uncovered and on the carpet or the ground or the tile or wherever you are, as close to the earth as possible. Your heart open, without limitation, without doubt, without faith, in a state of innocent receiving. Just receive. Put your mind on the park bench because it can't possibly think through what's about to happen. It can't possibly figure it out. Our minds are wonderful instruments for the processing of data and perceptions, but they're way behind the curve. And what you're about to receive is going to be way ahead of the curve, which is why we grow into it. After the blessing is over, I ask you to go and rest and just receive it. Just be there for a good 7 minutes. And it's okay if you sleep. Just be there. Receive. And be with your Father, Creator, Lord of the universe. Yeshua, I ask that you be with each person here on this call. And with each person for whom blessings have been requested. And for each person whose lives we touch, that we may learn to see ourselves as the giver of blessings and the extender of your love and your blessings into life. As you taught the apostles to be, you knew they were not perfect and would not be perfect even to the end of their lives. But you also knew that their love of you was all that was necessary. That's why you ask Peter so many times, Peter, do you love me? Peter, do you love me? And he would say, yes, Lord, you know I did. And then you would say, on this I will build my church. So as we pass on to others our love of God, our faith in God, and the love of Christ that flows through us, we become a blessing to the world, not by our human power or our personal power and not by our ego power, but by our surrender to that greater power that has blessed us and given us a touch of heaven on earth. We now relax and receive the blessings from high. All of you receiving now, begin your prayer for about 3 minutes, and I'll let you know when we're done. Blessing givers, join me. Amen. Your blessing is complete. Now, go and rest. Be one with your Creator in silence. Don't think, don't even pray. Just be a blank slate on which the blessings of God are written. Bye-bye for now. Much love to all of you.